Hey, 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 this is Cami Pentecost, and you are listening to another episode of What Leaders Do. Today, I want to talk to you about something I believe every successful business owner needs, regardless of the industry they're in. It's consistency. What is that, you might ask me? Why is consistency so important to your success? Your life changes when you change something that you do daily. I firmly believe that. You don't get in shape by working out once a week. You don't lose the weight you want to lose just eating right one day. You have to do things consistently, day in, day out. Any long-lasting change happens because you changed or created a habit. So, were there times in my own business when I saw huge leaps because of my consistency? Absolutely. I mean, in the very beginning when I started building my business, I ran with the same group of girls for well over a year, some of them several years. Now, given the timing of that company and the growth that they were in at that time, it made sense. We spent a lot more time together because we weren't growing as quickly as we wanted to grow yet. But again, you're talking every single one of us had never done anything like that. So we were working hard to build our network. But because of that consistent daily activity in our business, we were able to reap a massive harvest. And when the harvest started to come in, things started moving quicker and quicker and quicker. And quite honestly, I can say I never started in the industry as a mass recruiter. I just didn't have a large network to draw from. But after years and years of planting seeds, several years into my business, I was a large recruiter for the company because of all the day in, day out seeds that had been planted for the years prior. So if I was working, you know, in the field today, how do I choose to put that consistency in action? Well, when I sponsor someone who has big goals, they've developed their why, they're clear about what they want, they too have put a large commitment or even a consistent commitment into or in prioritizing the business, I would take that person and run with them for 3 to 6 months minimum. What do I mean run with them? Well, I mean giving them a lot of time and attention, daily phone calls, three-way calls with their prospects, you know, coffee shop visits, getting in their living room with them. And if they don't live close with me, that would be traveling to them a couple times within the next couple months consistently. And even for groups that start to grow and take off on their own, I would go back every 6 months to keep the growing consistent. And so I believe consistency plays a really big role in multiple ways of your business. You know, I remember going to Ohio for a group that I had, that had gotten started. And those first get-togethers were nothing profound. There was nothing record-breaking about it. The attendance was very low. But the person that the desire, the why, the clarity of what the person wanted, I committed to that. And I went back in the beginning several times a week. It was over a three-hour drive. And then it became a couple times a month and then backed off to once a month. But because of that consistency of being there, having my face, investing into that team, that was one of the fastest growing and largest teams that I worked with in my early years. And so that consistency really paid off. Oh gosh, how do you stay consistent when life happens or when things get hard, whether it's in your business or outside of your business? Let's just talk about life first, right? Because life is going to happen. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just when and how often. You can't take the tough stuff out of life. You just can't. You can't take it out of your business either. And so this will apply to both. You know, I've made a decision that I will not work based on how I feel. I work based on what I want. Okay, so what I want and how I feel, they don't go together. If I have to decide to do it regardless of how I feel. And think of it this way. I mean, if you were working a job and a parent or a child got really ill for a significant amount of time, could you just stop going to work and expect to not lose your job? No, you couldn't. And the same is true with a business that you're investing in. And so I look at it this way. Yes, a business gives me the flexibility to work it when I want to, and as I can, but I need to be working it when I want to and as I can consistently. And I've got to be respecting it like a business, just like I would any job. And so, you know, I do believe you have to know your why. If you don't know what you want, the how will not take care of itself. And when you do have hard days in your business or outside of your business, if you don't have a crystal clear why, define what you want and why you want it, then when those hard days hit, it doesn't matter. You know, it's one thing to say I work on what I want, not on how I feel. But if you don't know what you want or it's not something you truly want, then when those feelings override what you want, it's not going to work. You're not going to stay plugged in. You're not going to stay consistent. I hope that makes sense. So, you know, I believe you've got to keep pushing through the obstacles, and you'll do that when you know exactly what you want. And again, let me just remind you, I think when you expect challenges, then you're not surprised when they come. And so again, let me just say that life is going to happen. Challenges are going to come. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when and how many times they happen. So what is your plan when that happens? And I know for me, something that has been, you know, a really important part of keeping me on track is a schedule. You know, if you don't tell your time where to go, it'll go somewhere. This, your business, your success doesn't happen by chance. It happens by choice. So for me, especially on busy days, I really lean on my six list, my daily six list. If you haven't heard me talk about that before, it's a list of the top priority things I need to do that day for my business. And for me, my best time, my best attention is always spent in the morning. So when I have my six list, I get those things done right away. The minute my feet hit the ground, after I take care of doing first things first, making my cup of coffee, sitting down and spending time with the Lord, then I get right on track with those six items before life happens throughout the day. Maybe I get a call that a kid wants to come home sick, or we find out a project for one of my kids at school, or there's an impromptu meeting that I've got to get to, or a prospect comes out of the woodwork. Those kinds of things are going to happen. And so you've got to plan for those challenges to arise within your business. And your plan will entail getting the work done regardless. And that daily six list has helped me. So before I go to bed every night, I'm putting those top six things I need to address the very next day. And when I was building a business, those six things included keeping my mind right, you know, building my network, and then continuing to build relationships with my network. You know, so depending on what it is that you do will depend what that six list consists of. But again, it's about living proactively, not reactively. And that schedule has really helped me to be able to do that, be intentional with my time, to be able to say no to the good so I can say yes to the great. Because the more successful you become, it's not going to matter. It's not going to be about, are you working? It's, are you doing the best things with the time that you've been given? And that's where this kind of intention and strategy really helps you be more effective and efficient. You know, I asked you, when life happens, what are you going to do? Well, people ask me all the time, how do I stay motivated? And it kind of goes back to, when life happens, what do? I mean, you have to have that strong why, right? You have to know what you're working for, or you'll start floundering and you'll get lost in just life. For me, it's less about being motivated and more about being disciplined. And the ways that I have kept myself inspired and moving forward is keeping that why right in front of me. Again, that's focusing on what you want. You can't look back at things you didn't do right, things that have happened, challenges that have come into your life and get absorbed in that. It will be a huge distraction, a loss of focus, and a loss of movement in the right direction. So I stay focused on what I want. What do I want? And when I've reached what I want, then I've got to dig deep and figure out what's next. And for those of you listening to this podcast, if you don't already have the title or the success that you want, I know you're working towards it. That's what leaders do. But I want you to know that once you start getting higher up in your success, it is that much more important that you're crystal clear about where you're going next. The next mountain that you want to climb, where are you going? What do you want? Why do you want it? You know, Simon Sinek, he has written a couple books on the power of why. And I strongly suggest reading that if you're just really floundering on where you want to go and why you want to go there. And for me, I got stuck a couple times within my within my journey of success. And, you know, sometimes it was about worthiness. It was reaching and surpassing goals and income and going, am I worthy of this next? And what on earth would I ever want more for? And so I'd have to break through that mind blockage, that barrier that was keeping me from that next level. Sometimes it was about, who am I surrounding myself with, right? Who am I allowing to feed my mind and push me in the area of dreaming and what's possible? I just got back from a trip to Africa, and I love how the Lord used that trip to not only keep me humble, of course, because you just see how great we have it. He used that trip to help me dream and get clear on other things that I want, he wants for my life, and how he's going to use my success to impact the world. And so, you know, who are you surrounding yourself? What environments are you putting yourself in that allow you to get crystal clear on what you want next? And then I always believe in praying for that. I mean, we can make plans, but it's the Lord who directs our steps. So when you feel that you've already accomplished what it is you set out to accomplish, or maybe you don't even know yet, you want to join, you got excited about whatever it is you're doing, you know you want to have success, but you're just not really sure why, then ask him, partner with him, pray and say, Lord, show me what it is you have for me here, or show me what it is you have for me next, to help you really begin to develop that vision for where he's taking you, to get that why, because it will be what inspires you and keeps you motivated, right? Stay plugged in. Whatever your company's doing, the events that they host, stay plugged in. You know, it's a business, and you got to know what's going on in your business. If you're not plugged in, it's hard to stay focused in the right direction and to stay motivated. Books have been a big part of keeping me moving in the right direction. You know, reading books of other successful people and how they did it. But also, you know, just reading about particular things that I need to get better on myself. And it keeps me motivated because I want to try new things. I am certainly a make a way, find a way kind of person. And when I stay focused in the right direction, not looking backwards to the left or the right, comparing myself to others, but on my road, on my journey, on where I am going and what I want, what God is calling me to, then I keep moving in the right direction. And then it's not a matter of if I'm going to have success. It's just a matter of when. Here's the other thing. I think some of us, depending on what you're involved in, we allow the company or the people around us to motivate us rather than being internally motivated and driven. And I think it's great if they offer incentives to help you keep moving in the right direction and put a little gas on the fire. I always relied on those as icing on the cake, right? I still, regardless of what they offered or how they incentivized me, knew that I had to hold Cammy accountable. I had to put things in place that kept me focused in the right direction and moving at a pace that would get me where I wanted to go. I couldn't rely on outside factors to do that for me. Does that make sense? Especially for all of you entrepreneurs out there that have some big goals and a big appetite. So you've got to create an environment for yourself that's going to drive you forward and drive you forward at a good pace. All right, so we tend to think a lot instead of taking action. I think they say paralysis by over analysis, right? Woo, that was a tongue twister. If you wait until you feel like it, I want you to know you're going to be waiting forever. You've got to take action. Motion creates emotion. Action breeds confidence, excitement, and belief. So you've got to take action. Again, you know, you're going to take action based on what you want, not on how you feel. And that will bring the emotion. I can't tell you how many times I didn't feel like going to that event. I was tired. I'd been gone all weekend, or, you know, I worked all day. I got to get up and get going tonight. But every time I did, I got around, I heard a story of somebody having success, life-changing physical or financial story that just touched my heart in such a way that it just fueled me for the next several weeks and even months, all right? So when you take action, the feelings will follow, and action breeds confidence, excitement, and belief every time. So is there anything that I do to keep myself on track, especially when days get really busy or it just feels like you're in the weeds or in the grind of things day in and day out? Well, number one, I make sure I start my day right, okay? So I get up early, I spend my time in the beginning of the morning with the Lord, and I use gratitude to start that time. I have a little notebook. I read a book called 1000 Gifts by Ann Voskamp one day that just changed my life. It changed the way I looked at the importance of gratitude as part of our daily, as part of a daily discipline. And so I wake up every morning and write down 2, 3, 4, 5 things right away on my heart that I'm just grateful for that day. And, you know, many days it's super simple. I think we oftentimes feel like it's got to be this real big epic thing. And I'm not saying it doesn't, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, it could be just the snuggles of a puppy laying on your lap. It could be a book that you got to read, a song that you got to enjoy, you know. So starting your day with gratitude, for me, I spend time in my devotions, abiding and with the Lord and prayer. Many of you, if you haven't read The Miracle Morning, you got to get in your affirmations and set your mind. But I do that first thing in the morning. And then no matter how busy my day is or where the day starts, I seem just in a better mindset to be able to take on the day. I mean, my whole perspective is just different. And quite honestly, I've been doing this habit for quite a while. A year ago, I had an opportunity to attend a women's event, and it was called I Get To. And again, it just continued to radically transform the way I look at the things that I get to do every day as a mom, as an entrepreneur, a business owner, a friend, you know, a sister. I get to pick my kids up every day after school. I get to pick up after them when they leave messes, because how many women out there would just love to have kids to pick up after? I mean, it really starts to change your perspective when you look at things in that light. I get to wake up early. I always used to brag about being in business for myself. I didn't have to set an alarm clock, but now my three babes are my alarm clock. But again, I get to wake up and get them going in the morning. And I just am so grateful that I have three little ones to get up and get going. Do you understand what I'm saying? I remember when I was dreading eating better and exercising. And then all of a sudden one day my mind went, no, you get to exercise. You get to eat better, feel better, and live longer because you're taking care of your body. And it really is about that mindset. And so I certainly start my day that way. And it really, really helps those busy, busy days. Obviously, we already talked about scheduling and the importance of that being a real priority. Sometimes on those busy days, setting an alarm in your phone to take 10 minutes just to breathe deep, say a little prayer, get focused, and then keep going throughout the day. I've done that as well. A little prayer or just a little meditating to help me just, you know, get refocused for that busy day. But again, having that schedule is really important. Eating well and making sure you're incorporating exercise is a must, especially for you high producing, high moving entrepreneurs out there. All right, so if I had to give some advice to someone who is struggling to stay consistent because they just feel all over the place with responsibilities, what would I tell them to do? Whew, it really comes down to prioritizing. It really does. And I'll tell you a story and then I'll give you a way in which you can do this, all right? When I first started my business, I looked at my schedule and I thought, what can I remove to prioritize this business, to really make a go with this business? And I know in the very beginning, I had to stop volunteering in the nursery at church because it was just one thing. It was saying no to something good so I could say yes to the great. And guess what? Now I volunteer more. I volunteer more. Sometimes it's a short-term loss for a big time gain, right? Take small risks to get big rewards. And so it was getting my calendar out and blocking off the non-negotiables, you know. And I think about that, and the non-negotiables aren't like, well, I have to have a date night every week. Get creative. Could you and your spouse go out to dinner before you head to a meeting? Could you and your spouse go out and have drinks after a meeting? Could you take a child to an event with you, and that driving time there and the driving time back is all that special one-on-one time? Get creative. When I say non-negotiables, I mean, if you have a job and you can't take that off your calendar. If you have, if you're a single parent and your child has an event that you have to get them to, well then plan to pack your purse with a book or ready to make calls while you're at that event, but knowing that that is time, that that's how you have to spend it. But block off your non-negotiables, birthdays, get really clear about why you decided to do what you're going to do. I know we keep going back to that, but I think you're hearing the same theme, because The discipline becomes simple, and it's something you get to do and get excited about when you know why you're doing it. And that doesn't mean there aren't going to be days, but that's why you have to know what you want. So when those days happen, you stay focused, you stay moving in the right direction. Does that make sense? And it doesn't take long before you created a habit. I know part of the reason I put on my daily six list was just because in the beginning, I didn't naturally wake up thinking about how I was going to build my business that day. I woke up thinking about the other things that I'd been filling my days with. And so this helped me to get intentional with my time, and it helped me to begin thinking how I was going to build my business like second nature. And so that's what doing this really will do for you. So you do have to prioritize, all right? And get really clear about why you're doing it. Get an accountability partner. That is so, so important. Help them look at your calendar. And what else could I clear off? I feel like I've cleared everything off that I can possibly clear off to make time for this business. But is there anything else you see here that I could clear? And it's for a season, all right? I got to tell you something. I don't believe in balance. There is no such thing as balance. But there is such a thing as seasons. And there is such a thing as integrating several things together and being creative in that way. All right. And you're gonna try things and go, whoa, that didn't work, but you learn and you redirect, right? And you know, a book that's really helped me to really take action and stop overthinking things, or to really, you know, prioritize what's important to me, is The 5 Second Rule by Mel Robbins. And she has a fantastic TED Talk, if you're not ready to read the book yet, on YouTube, that, you know, really helps you to get past that stage of overthinking and step into action right away. Because I do believe sometimes the lack of consistency comes from just overanalyzing and taking yourself way too darn seriously. So great book if that's something you struggle with. Hey, listen, the bottom line is we are creatures of habit. And if we create a habit of letting ourselves off the hook or getting away with, oh, I don't feel like it today, then nothing will ever get done. I want to encourage you to be someone that does what they say they're going to do. So get that accountability to make sure that you are. Be a finisher. When you start something, finish it, and finish it stronger than you started. And I can promise you this, it's like a snowball effect. You know, it's a little bit slow in the beginning, but you're working hard to stay consistent. And then all of a sudden it starts getting simpler because it's a habit. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's snowball rolling down the hill, and you look back and go, man, this is amazing. How did that happen? It's because you took the time to set up the proper parameters in the beginning to get yourself in the right space to get the results that you wanted to have. And that's what it's all about. Making a change isn't easy, but I don't think there's anything worthwhile that you have in life that is easy. You know, you have to choose your hard, get really clear on your goal, and then take consistent action toward that goal to change what it is, to make that change you're wanting to make. And I got to tell you a story about my sweet little girl, Skylar. You'll hear me tell stories frequently about my children. They're the center of my world. Skylar's my youngest. She just turned 8 in this last October. And she's been on a fast track in gymnastics. And the more she does it, the more time commitment it is, and the more she loves it. But, you know, it's interesting because as we went to this next level this year, it became double the amount of time. You know, you hear these nightmares of the girls crying in practice, the amount of conditioning happening. And, you know, Skylar was 7 when we started this year. She's only in 2nd grade. She just turned 8. She's just tiny, 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 tiny. And you're thinking, how can someone that small have such a discipline in their life in this area of gymnastics? Well, you know, I picked my daughter up the other day, and as far as I knew, you know, when you're hearing other kids are crying or they're having a hard time or they're not wanting to do gymnastics, you know, I haven't had that with Skylar. And so I pick her up from practice and I say, hey, baby, how was your day? And she said, oh, Mom, it was great. I said, good, good. What was your favorite part today? She says, conditioning. Now, listen, that stopped me dead in my tracks. I'm like, whose favorite part of anything is conditioning, right? What? Conditioning? And she said, yeah, Mom, I didn't cry today. Now I'm really going, wait a minute, you didn't cry today, so it was your favorite? You're crying in gymnastics? How come I don't know this, number one? I mean, I heard other people cry, but I've never seen or heard you cry. And you want to do something that makes you cry? So I said, I look at her, I stop, I look at her, and I say, Skylar, are you sure you want to do gymnastics? I mean, if your favorite part was conditioning because it didn't make you cry today, I guess I have to ask you, is this something you really want to do? Now that sweet little thing, she's seven at the time, looked at me right in the eyes and she said, Mom, I love gymnastics. It's fun. Plus, I love doing hard things. I thought to myself, lessons from your children, right? I mean, I think sometimes the biggest lessons I learn in life, they come out of the mouth of my three babies. And, you know, it was Landon who said to me that taught me I could do anything, but I can't do everything. And so it really comes down to priorities. Love that. And Skylar that day reminded me that anything worth having is worth working for. It's worth the discipline and the effort required to get the results that you want to have. And Skylar right now is on a path to go to the Olympics. And that's no small path. And so am I going to push her and help her to reach that goal until she just tells me it's not the path I want to be on anymore? It's not what I want? Yes. And, but will I continue to check in and make sure she's doing all right? Absolutely. But man, I learned a lesson that day. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. And just because it's hard doesn't make it worth it. And I love that. And Skylar taught me that crystal clear, on that weeknight after practice. Oh my goodness. So, you know, it's not successful people who are always motivated. It's the ones that are consistently disciplined. I laugh when people say, oh, you're so lucky. And I think you have no idea. Well, as always, I want to thank you so much for listening to another episode of What Leaders Do. Today was all about consistency, and I'm glad you had an opportunity to jump on and just listen in. Let's make sure we connect here again soon. Until then, get out there and do what leaders do. Be legendary.